streets, nobody knew the temple to my hobby. Since I found you, I thought you were the right boo. Though I never sexed you, didn't mean God didn't bless you. Let me hit the door, cause my soul's at stake. That's what I'm living for, that's the reason why I pray.
You made my toes bring my balance to the floor. You made my feet walk right over to your door. You had my ankles tangled and puzzled. You had my knees to the point they buckled.
What you doing to me?
In the light of day, I stumbled over your ways. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, the right time. Being as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million bucks, but I can't see you no more.
It's like the cold of a lonely night. The draft of a window not shut tight. I've got a hunger for being
right.
That's what I'm living for. I'm living for. Enticed by the things you do. It's a one-way ticket into a devil's hell, fooling with you.
Doing to me, what?
The light of day, I stumbled over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, the right time. Being as it was, we had to close the door.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace through obedience to the Most High. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, and we're talking about Abram for the recording date of Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. Abram saw the birds of prey swooping down to feed off the carcasses. And the carcasses represent the reality that we, the poor working class masses of the people, have been rendered dead, killed and destroyed by the system. And so the birds of prey can only live and will only live if they have the opportunity to feed off the carcasses. That means to feed off of our spirit, feed off of our energy, feed off of our ideas and talents and attributes and characteristics. The birds of prey represent the wicked ruling class, ruling family, and their system, and how the system uses we, the poor working class masses of the people, to continue to exploit and destroy. When the military goes to war, who do they call? Poor working class people, oppressed proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. You don't see the wealthy going to war. Even when the queen sends her grandchildren to battlegrounds, to little skirmishes, they make sure that the queen, speaking of Britain, Queen Elizabeth, they make sure that Queen Elizabeth's children are sheltered and protected. But the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, no protection. Birds of prey, using the system to feed off of us, wanting us to join their corporations, join their system wholeheartedly. Now, we have to eat. We have to have job, but we do not have to actively give ourselves over to purposefully destroy poor working class masses of the people of the earth, and as much as we can, we must be found doing like Abram. Dispersing the birds of prey. Dispersing and protecting the masses and dispersing the birds of prey. Looking into Africa and seeing how our sisters and brothers dying by the millions. We must disperse the birds of prey. The wicked ruling class and ruling families and this system destroying our sisters and brothers all over the earth. We must be found doing like Abram. Now, the birds of prey and the government shutdown. My brother Webster Tarpley, on the October 12th edition of World Crisis Radio, began to talk to us about a New York Times article written by Cheryl Gay Stolberg and Mike McIntyre. Is titled Federal Budget Crisis Months in the Planning. In the short, this is speaking about how this whole budget crisis, government shutdown, was a plan months ago, if not longer. In this article, we read about how the Republican Party and the Tea Party and certain conservatives began to work to defund Obamacare and defund this Affordable Health Care Act initiative, and began to talk about how their operation to defund the Affordable Health Care Act may result in a government shutdown, and that is a part of the plan, that if it takes a government shutdown, they would do that. They would shut the government down in order to defund Obamacare. Now, this Obamacare, this Affordable Health Care Act, has become law, approved by the Supreme Court. Republican Party, conservatives, Tea Party people, always talking about upholding the law, upholding that which is upheld by the Supreme Court. Now, we don't uphold wickedness and unrighteousness and devilry. We don't uphold warfare and bloodshed just because the Supreme Court or the president or this official or that official says it is okay. If it's against God, against the Most High, against the people, we are willing to go against what these rulers say. But these Republicans and conservatives, they're hypocrites, because the Affordable Health Care Act was created by Republicans, Republican think tanks, and first implemented by Mitt Romney. I believe he was governor of Massachusetts. This is a Republican governor implementing a Republican plan. Now, Obama takes it, repackages it, and gives it to us in the Affordable Health Care Act. Total hypocrisy on all sides. People like Edward Meese, former, I think, attorney general, and the Koch brothers, along with the Heritage Foundation, Tea Party, Republican leaders, all of this money being pumped into Heritage Foundation and other foundations. People like even Rand Paul and libertarians. Now, Rand Paul is trying to pull away from these, and various Republicans are trying to pull away from these, like Ted Cruz, who, along with Edward Meese and the Koch brothers and others, you have what it looks like a split occurring in the Republican Party, because the Republicans are getting all manner of of anger, gendering all manner of anger and bad publicity from the people. Even sisters and brothers who are government workers are protesting, saying, you all are being fed. You all, Republicans and senators and Congress people, your money is not being checked. You are yet getting paid. You have the best of health care, the best of everything. Why do you want to cut us off? Not to mention cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid and other programs, tying that to the budget discussions. So we see that the people are hurt because of the government shutdown. President Obama, in his original budget, already agreed to cut by the trillions programs such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Head Start, education programs, heating programs, and elderly sisters and brothers who need heating in the winter and who need air conditioning in the summer, who have not the means and the monies to pay for such services that are needed, were supplemented by the government. The government in and of itself is not bad and evil, but government under the control of wicked birds of prey. That's what we're speaking about. Birds of prey. Those who feed off the carcasses of the people, who feed off of a condition of death that has been engendered by destroying the people because of control of the government and misuse of the government. So these elderly sisters and brothers being cut. Meals on Wheels being cut. Meals on Wheels, a program that services elderly and services those who have not the physical structure and power to get up and go out and work and feed themselves. So, Meals on Wheels, providing food for various sisters and brothers, being cut. This is already the Obama budget agreed with the Republicans. And then you have that sequester situation, that if certain agreements are not concretized, then sequester comes in and automatic more cuts to the people. And now we have the government shut down, planned months in advance, years in advance. I believe 2010, when so-called Obamacare was created, they began to go into plan. And look, they also have created young people's organizations, Republican Party, Tea Party, Americans for Prosperity, but also Freedom Works and Club for Growth. These are youth groups, General Opportunity and Young Americans, to go after the young, to go after the youth, to get the youth to buy into this system and continue to kill and destroy and plunder and rape and destroy the people through wicked machinations. It's all a dance of death and destruction created to engender death from the people, and they are birds of prey. Koch brothers, Edwin Meese, I can't remember whether it is Edwin or Edward Meese III, Tea Party, Americans for Prosperity, Heritage Foundation and affiliate foundations. 20 to 26 states have refused to expand Medicaid because they want to push people out and destroy the people and use the excuse of the Affordable Health Care Act as their excuse for not expanding Medicaid. We say that the people have a human right to everything under the sun, everything in the universe, everything in creation. Health care is a human right, A living wage job is a human right. These governors of these states have no right to refuse to expand Medicaid and destroy people. These are birds of prey. The Edwin Meese III, or Edward Meese III, the Koch brothers, Ted Cruz, and others, they have no right to destroy the people and deny that which is needed by the people. 57% of the people disfavor this defunding tactic that has led to the government shutdown. And in the midst, we have this budget crisis, all manufactured, all unnecessary. And we have President Obama offering up more cuts to the Republicans to agree to these cuts so that they can agree on a budget, and the Republican Party asking for more cuts to the people. And so Webster Tarpley is talking strategy. You see, and I'm incorporating this in the teaching today. We are Abram. We are Abraham. We are Sarai. Sarah. Abram's name was changed to Abraham or Abraham. And Sarai, most people call her Sarai. Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah. And Abraham and Sarah, these are the mother and father of nations, mother and father of kings and queens, princes and princesses, priests and priestesses. And we must take on the spirit of Abraham, Abram, and the spirit of Sarai, Sarah. And we must drive away the birds of prey. We must come together and organize. So now Webster Tarpley is talking about dissolving the Republican Party. Poor working class white people, my Caucasian sisters and brothers who are poor working class, you are my sisters and brothers, and I love you with all of my heart. It is time now that we recognize that the Republican Party is destroying poor working class Caucasian sisters and brothers. The Republican Party, controlled by the birds of prey who are feeding off of your carcass, feeding off of your spirit, your energy, your soul, feeding off of your talents, your attributes and characteristics, killing you, destroying you, that they might live. We must become Abraham, and drive the birds of prey away. Dissolve the Republican Party. The Republican Party, we know, stands for the wealthy and the ruling class and families. Then we turn our attention to the Democratic Party, and we see Obama as that portion of the Democratic Party that is absolutely in bed with Wall Street and in bed with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, always bending and bowing and scraping and capitulating to the wishes of the Republican Party, all planned, all orchestrated, volunteering to cut the masses of the people, volunteering to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Head Start, Meals on Wheels, programs for the elderly, heating and air conditioning, so on. Volunteering. So we say to the to poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and liberal whites who are a part of the Democratic Party, the least we need to do is split the Democratic Party, move aside the Wall Street portion of the Democratic Party, and raise the platform, the real platform of the Democratic Party that is for labor, that is for human rights, that is for freedom, justice, and equality, and raise that platform and become that platform and live that platform and unite the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white on that real platform for labor and poor working class people's, oppressed people's rights, international. And when you say international, Now you have to focus on the birds of prey, the same birds of prey that are internationally destroying our sisters and brothers. Now you have to focus on this capitalist system, privatized and parasitic, that has been implemented all over the earth, and warfare and bloodshed all over the earth. And HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation, and the banks, how they use, let me go along with my brain. I have an article here, not an article, but a headline from Democracy Now. Trying my best to find this headline from Democracy Now. A beautiful sister from Mexico. You see, we're talking about the birds of prey. We want to be Abraham. We want to drive away the birds of prey from feeding off of our sisters and brothers of the human family. This beautiful Mexican woman, her name is Anabel Hernandez, and she has written a book called Narcoland. And in this book, which came out in 2010, she says straight up that the drug cartels are in bed with the Mexican government officials and American government officials, and that is all a game to control drugs and destroy people. She blows the lid. It's Narcoland, the Mexican drug lords and their godfathers. And she talks about how, like I said, government officials, even police and federal police in bed with the drug cartels and American government and government officials in bed with the drug cartels. And we take it further that the bankers, Wall Street, House of Rothschild, Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation, who grew out of the opium drug wars in China, along with the Sassoon family, House of Rothschild, and the British Crown, all of them forced opium on China. And because China had risen up and driven them out, they came back and waged drug war. These are the birds of prey that Abraham drove away. We must rise up and drive away the birds of prey. We must study this information so that we may understand the system, that we may organize together and drive the birds of prey away. So, Chinese sisters and brothers, 1800s, booted out Sassoon family, booted out British Crown, booted out House of Rothschild. And these three entities united came back to China and forced opium on our sisters and brothers of China, making them into druggies and junkies, and forced China to pay them restitution, pay the British Crown, pay Sassoon, pay the House of Rothschild. And the Sassoon family was a family from the Orient, the Middle East, Sephardi Jews, half Jews and half Europeans, who yet remained in that region, but these had turned themselves over to the House of Rothschild to help the House of Rothschild, European Jews, who are not no Jew at all, help the House of Rothschild orchestrate the drug economy. And with the British Crown, who are subservient to the House of Rothschild, they forced China to become druggies and junkies and took control of Hong Kong and other islands away from China and forced China to pay them restitution, pay the British Crown, Sassoon family, House of Rothschild restitution for having driven these wicked birds of prey out of their country. And the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation grew out of all of that wickedness and madness. And just recently, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation was indicted for money laundering on behalf of the drug cartels and the so-called Islamic terrorists, showing us that the drug reality is controlled by these birds of prey, and that the Islamic terrorists, so-called Islam, not Islam at all, not Muslims at all, but mercenary killing squads, death squads, who are created by the CIA to wreak hell and havoc on the masses of the people. And so, when we understand this reality, we can organize and come together and drive away the birds of prey. So I thank my beautiful sister Annabelle Hernandez for such magnificent work in exposing the wicked ruling class and these birds of prey. She's working hard to drive away the birds of prey. Verse 12, chapter 15, Genesis. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. The sun, Shemesh, 8121, masculine and feminine noun. In Egypt, Kemet, the sun is called Ra. And the Most High, as that power behind the sun, Amen, Amenet, masculine and feminine. The attributes of the sun as knowledge and wisdom, latent within the human being. But nevertheless, these attributes and powers are within the human being. So the sun as knowledge is masculine, and the sun as wisdom is feminine. But when we see the sun going down, setting in the west, that is to teach us that a system is on its way out. A system is being uprooted and destroyed. We are driving the birds of prey away. We are rising up with knowledge and wisdom and understanding to become and realize that we already are the heirs of the Most High, the seed of the Most High, the reflection and image of the Most High and the universe. Having the power of the universe within ourselves, the power of the Most High within ourselves. Remember the zodiac that we talked about, the ram and Aries. That was a fire sign, a fire sign. So now we see we're dealing with the sun and the properties of the sun. And so the sun was going down, and the word going down in the African Hebrew, going in and enter, come in. And this is a scientific description of how we saw the sun going into the womb of Nut in the African Kemet. The heavens are the womb of Mother Goddess Nut. And so the sun is going into the womb of Nut so that there may be nighttime. And so also the sun, we say going down, represents the going out of a system to come upon, to fall or light upon, to attack an enemy, to come to pass, to be enumerated. And enumerated is defined as a number of, to mention a number of things one by one, to count off or name one by one. And so we are counting off the system, numbering the system, and we are rising up to realize our reality as heirs of the Most High. And the sun going down, a system going down, wicked ruling class going down, and we as the sun going into the womb of Nut to be born again and bring that light and wisdom and knowledge to ourselves, that we may conquer this system. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.